you guys once again. I know this episode is going to drop on my birthday, or at least around my birthday. And I decided to do something different. One of the crazy parts of turning 30 is you do what you want. Technically, you're not supposed to. But I have been doing that for a long time. So as I'm entering 30 plus, I feel like I'm already 30 plus with experience. And I'm not sure, quite frankly, how to feel about doing that. Because in my mind now, I'm thinking, am I doing this 30 plus thing in a way that I'm like, okay, people have been 30 plus since morning. You are not doing it properly. Let me show you how to do it. Or I can be doing the 30 plus as in, all right, well, you know, ain't nothing but a thing. You know what I mean? Just show up and show him how it's done. Or maybe you enter with humility and be like, oh, I don't know what, I've never been 30 before. But either way, this 30 will meet us in front, and it has met us in the actual front. So the first thing that I'm going to talk about is just like essentially walking away from being in the 20s, right? Everybody talks about, or at least anytime anyone tells you about leaving their 20s, entering it, the whole thing of like not figuring it out. There were moments, and this is obviously me being like real. There were moments where I thought like, I'm not saying it's not that hard. That's not my point. But like, my point was, while I was understanding stuff, reading stuff, giving up, making sacrifices and like all those kind of things in the early parts of the 20s, right? Because I just wasn't a ton of guy. I was trying to understand what people were explaining was so hard about the 20s at the time. And then later on, when I was entering the mid-sides of the 20s, it started to hit me, bass boost, man. And I was like, oh shit, this is the hard part that people talk about. And so now, what we're going to do in this brand new episode, or at least this new version, we'll start doing some video, as you're seeing. And of course, those of you who are on the audio side, I'm not forgetting you guys. We're still going to drop it on Spotify and what have you. We're going to do that. And now we're just going to add some video, see how we like it, see how it works. You know, try to set it up as nicely as possible, keep the background consistent and those kind of thingies. But I suspect it's going to be a lot of work. So first call, if you can help me with this kind of setup situation and keeping it like this as best as you can, please, you have my number, call me, text me, beep me if you want to reach me, kind of vibe, just do that so that we can keep this all consistent. So that's step one. Step two, I also now I'm thinking I might start to bring on like guests, because I think it's at that point now where I am super comfortable with, you know, how I sound, how the whole thing goes, that we can now like start taking this to another level. So I think it's a good time. And obviously you've heard from me in all the different ways I think about stuff, all the different advice I give. And so we'll start figuring out guests step by step by step. So essentially, as we're moving into new, you know, stage, we step up to step up to step up. Can't just step up one time. Anyways, all right. So I've had enough playing. So now let's talk about what we want to talk about on this 30 plus episode. I remember it was episode 50 where I slandered my 30 plus friends. And now that I'm among, I have to go back and slander myself because, you see, well, the chances isn't down. I mean, whatever the thing was, that whole thing, Sha. Well, what an elder is sitting down, the chat, whatever. You know the parable I'm talking about. And if you don't know, then I cannot help you. You know, if you know, you know. But now I've reached, and I'm like, come. Hey. Wow. But no, I mean, it's great to be here. Obviously, just enjoying myself. Moving, changing lives, changing cities, and things like that as a 30-plus person. It's weird, of course. It is cringe-worthy. But yeah. So I want to just like recap some special moments to me. So buying my first home when I was 22, that was one of the most powerful moments in my 20s. I wish I got some video capture of my place when I last went. But unfortunately, I was trying to do that, Air Canada canceled my flight to Ottawa twice. So I couldn't go. I really wanted to capture that place, but I probably post a video or a picture somewhere in here, somewhere. So that's, it's obvious for you. So I put a picture of that. At the time, petrified and scared of what I was doing because I didn't know what I didn't know. And I was buying a home and I just was scared. And at the time, I was putting down $20,000+ on that home. In Canadian, of course, you know, Monopoly money. sorry, I'm not slandering you like Canadians. Please, I beg. But really, I put down $21,000 because 10% of the home at the time. And at that time, I was super, super scared. That was a huge milestone because I would later feelings overconfident buy a second one that was a pre-con. And I think that spurred me to just be like, you know, be bold and just to try out stuff because I could. After doing that one, the next big milestone was buying another one that I thought I would live in. And I believe that one was around 2019. That's another big milestone for me that I think about off the top of my head. Then, of course, entering my MBA. Boy, I think we've talked about this in a different episode of this podcast as well, where, you know, I got rejected first. I wouldn't quit or accept that, you know, you can't reject me. I reject you. Who are you able to, you know what I mean? But, okay, again, humility aside, I got rejected and I pushed for it. I would later graduate, and I make this joke that I'm probably the only person who has graduated from a program that I was rejected from at Queen's University. So we did that in 2018, and that was another major milestone in my life at the time. Super cool, super proud. Also graduating from Carleton with my engineering degree. Hey, we have to show the engineering because the struggle was real. You can imagine I nearly flunked out of undergrad. That was a very, very precarious time for me. Super thankful that I didn't fail that course the third time. There was a particular course, if you fail it three times, Carleton had this policy, any course you fail three times, you get kicked out. Doesn't matter, your engineering career is over. And so there was a particular course I failed twice. On the very edge, I passed it with a B or something like that, a B plus, because at that time I was like, we can't play. But after that, I finished the engineering program just fine, got my iron ring. And, you know, thankfully I left. Just for clarification, the iron ring, just to explain for those who may be curious to what it is. In Canada, when you graduate from an engineering program, master's or undergrad, doesn't matter, you will get one of these. It's called an engineering ring. And what it signifies is you are expected to double check your work. And so they leave it on your dominant hand. So if you're left-handed, it will be on your left hand. And if you're right-handed, it'll be on your right hand. And so the expectation is that by looking at it and keeping it on your dominant hand, it will remind you regularly to check and cross-check and double, triple-check your work. So that's kind of the idea. And it was based out of like a bridge disaster that an engineer kind of made a mistake either with like unit conversion or something like that. And so they just made a tradition out of it with the material from the bridge at that time. But of course, iron doesn't last forever. So they just made a symbolism with, I think this is aluminum now. And so forever now, that's kind of what engineers are supposed to wear from Canada. So if you see somebody with one of these from Canada, ask them if they're an engineer. So fun fact. What else that comes to mind, especially leaving Canada was a big one as well when I was moving to the US. But I should preempt that before by saying becoming a Canadian citizen. That was an amazing and powerful moment. I remember in 2015, I used to complain a lot about being left out of the Canadian fabric. Because I had been in Canada since 2009 and I still could not become a permanent resident simply because Canada was changing a lot like immigration rules. And that was hella frustrating at the time. Luckily, after making some changes to Express Entry, I would eventually qualify for Express Entry and become a permanent resident finally. And I think that was right before my MBA. So I became a permanent resident somewhere in 2016, 2017. Powerful moment. And then, of course, I became a citizen in 2020. And that day, I remember wearing properly. I think I had like a filler on my head. I wore the top, something like this too. And I think I wore jeans because it was cold. And I think it was like January. And so I had to put on like a jacket. So I had to like manage it. But if not, if they mistakenly put that thing in summer, I would have worn an agbada. That would have been the way. But unfortunately, I did not. It's because of winter. And so I had to leave. And then after that winter experience in Canada, I decided to jackpot from Canada, and I call it jackpot 2.2. We first jackpot from Nigeria, and then you jackpot from Canada after Canada has done the needful. So you've gotten your whole situation and status settled, then you do igubi to Canada. So I did that. Thoroughly enjoyed myself in Canada. 13 wonderful, fantastic, and fabulous years. And now we're in the US trying out new things. And of course, that's part of where this podcast is. Super thankful for all the friends, of course, that followed me along the journey in Canada as well. And I try to go back as much and as frequently as I can to see them and spend time with them, because to me, they're family now. Like, those are my guys, you know, my Canadian family, you know yourselves. So, you know, I think about that as well as I'm crossing, you know, into the 30s. And man, it's not easy. It's not easy, to be honest. I think about some of these that, like, I fell down chasing OC Transpo, and OC Transpo is Ottawa's train. I remember one very well where I fell in the engineering building because I was chasing the bus. And once I got out, I slipped and I fell. And I didn't have time to check if I was injured because I needed to get that bus, and I just kept running. By the time I got to the bus, then I checked and I was like, oh, I'm not, it's not that bad, thank God. And so, you know, things like that. But now we don't have to chase bus again. Look at God. So, you know, it's things like these that come to mind as you think about a new age, a new stage in life. So super thankful. At this point now, my brother is also like coming to Canada, and he's just starting his own journey. And as you can imagine, someone like me was like almost like completed the loop, where it's like started from the bottom. Now we're here. Again, and I want to be clear. I'm not saying being Nigerian is the bottom. Please, that control, please don't come and fight me, because I know some of you don't used to hear what. Now I'm going to go for a tangent. Some of these I've learned as my 30s. First of all, some of you don't understand that the internet is not a real place. Some of you don't believe that the internet is a real place. Some of you get on the internet, see whatever you see, and believe it. As if, oh, whatever they portray online is who they really are in life. First of all, be calming down. Okay, sure. Because the internet is not real. Whatever I see there, just take it with a grain of salt. You think your friend is balling, they are not balling. If you see me on the road, squeeze 2K in my hand. You think it's easy. You think it's easy. Squeeze 2K in my hand, please. Please, squeeze 2K in my hand. It's not easy. I am stressed. But again, jokes aside though, aside from the bottom that we hear was where I was. So, you know, watching now him starting his own journey coming to Canada and me being on the other side of it, where I'm like a Canadian, it gives you a different perspective where you're like helping people figure out the Canadian system without being in the trenches with them, where you're like, okay, helping them figure out like trains, you know, bus pass, banking, things like that. Now I know these things like the back of my hand. And so part of what this podcast was always intended to be was to support some of my friends who I didn't have the time to like sit with. So it's just like, I'll put out all the information, and whenever they need, they could just decide to go and listen to the podcast. That was always my intent. Help people out and just be like, see, if you're asking me a question about 1, 2, 3, 4, I could just point you to the episode. And so I feel like I've done a lot of that so far. And again, as we are switching gears now with other, you know, 30 plus behaviors, I will start to also get other guests who have gone through a different part of their own journey. Whether it is like coming to America, whether it's coming to Canada, I will try to get different people on, and we'll see again how that shapes up. If it's not something I'm enjoying, again, I will drop it and get back to like one-on-one, just, you know, having our conversation and stuff like that. The other side, of course, to, you know, things I want to be grateful for and share, the journey in my career has also been pretty fun. You know, doing that whole like schooling and then going into engineering, and then of course now working as a product manager. I'm super thankful that, you know, I quickly found a career so early in my own life. I knew that it's one of those things that a lot of people hope for, and again, similarly, because I've done it, I try to share as much of what that's like to be a product manager. I try to share as much of how difficult it is navigating the space so that people can easily transition, because you don't have to then struggle to figure out, okay, what's working, what's not working. And so for me, luckily, I did a lot of like the preamble of the struggle early. And I'll give you a classic example. So when I was in undergrad, you know, didn't have a lot of money, right? Like I wasn't rich. My parents were the ones sponsoring me. So I worked in retail. And even within retail, I remember trying so many different things. I worked in technology retail for a while at Staples. I worked as a jewelry retailer in Pandora. That was also a fun job. What was the other place I worked at? I'm drawing blanks at all the other places I worked at. Canada Post. Yes, Canada Post. So I worked at Canada Post as a summer engineer for 3 summers. So it was a lot of fun as well. And then, of course, then I started doing a lot of my actual like full-time jobs. So like Thinkrap, which was a fantastic place. Spent 3 years there, thoroughly enjoyed that experience, realized that, you know, software development wasn't for me. And then I had to find something new. Once I did the MBA, which we already talked about, which by the way, like I say, I got rejected for, but you know, thank God we found a way to have like chest. And they'll be like, excuse me, no. And more, I don't accept your no. You have to say yes. And again, thankfully they said yes. And now even within that, you know, switching to product management after that MBA experience, IBM, Facebook, Sportsnet, and now Reddit. And even within all of that, now switching over to teaching and learning to, you know, express and convey concepts within product management to others. You know, so there's been a full experience of like careers as well. Real estate that I've done and I talk about with some people, podcasting, which I've done. I used to work on radio. That's kind of the other thing I was keeping in my mind. Yes. So I used to work on the radio when I was in Nigeria and I was with, I think it was Metro 97.6, then they changed to 97.7. But anyways, I was there when I was in 97.6 and I was with a guy who was my mentor, Ola Bolofinde. So shout out to him. He taught me a lot of mic technique and like being able to speak confidently on the microphone and not being worried about certain things. And there's another guy too, Israel, what was his last name? Israel something, I can't remember. I'm sure once I Google it or check Facebook, it'll be right then. I'm like, oh, of course I forgot. But anyway, shout out to both them both. And there was another lady who like taught me how to like speak the news in like typical broadcast voice, which was another round of training. But I did all that earlier on in my life. Again, super fun. Navigating careers is not easy. And then of course, oh God, now it's coming to my mind. I also tried acting for a little while. And a lot of people did not know that. So I tried that for a little while. I had an agent and everything. I went for a couple of auditions. I filled out for a few roles. It was just not sustainable at the time. I just didn't have enough money to sustain that kind of like passion career. So I dropped out and decided to focus on my engineering. And here we are today. So more than happy to typically give people advice on like what that is like. Please, before I leave, I know some of you are going to ask me. I don't do personal anything. I don't know. Don't ask me for advice about a relationship. I don't know because clearly I'm single. So if I knew better, I'd have married by now. So don't ask me. Don't ask me anything about status. Don't ask me. I'm not going to do that on this podcast. I don't do that ever. I leave my personal life out of my podcast. It's not important. It's not part of this. Please, let's be focused. You know, heaven is the goal, please. So that's a side though. Again, just want to thank everybody for always checked out the podcast. You know, we'll see what comes as we go along in this new age, new stage, new decade. Like I say, super thankful, super grateful for a lot of you who typically reach out like, Tolu, when is the next episode dropping? When is the next episode dropping? It means a lot to me. And you have my day ones and day zeros in many cases as well. You know, we're starting from the bottom and we'll see what comes up. Till next time, I'll catch you in the next one. Peace.